AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll get the April jobs report later this morning. Here's our Jerry Bodlander with what we should expect.
Economists expect today's report will show that around 215,000 to 220,000 jobs were added last month. That would be a nice rebound from the weaker-than-expected 126,000 jobs that were added to the economy in March. They expect the unemployment rate to drop to 5.4%, and that would be the lowest it's been in almost 7 years.
Parts of the Carolinas could see 2 to 4 inches of rain over the weekend from subtropical storm Anna, which is off the South Carolina coast. It has 45-mile-per-hour winds, but it's expected to strengthen over the next day or so. Donna Mertz is visiting Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, from New Jersey, but she's not worried.
I live right where Sandy hit New Jersey, so there's nothing North Carolina can throw at me that I haven't seen.
She talked to WTVD-TV. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says he has not read that report that concludes he probably knew the game footballs were being deflated in violation of NFL rules.
Usually I'm used to reading X's and O's. This was a little bit longer.
He got a wildly enthusiastic welcome by the crowd last night at Salem State University in Massachusetts in his first public appearance since the report came out. Thousands of police officers from across the nation are on Long Island this morning for the funeral of New York City police officer Brian Moore. He was shot in the head after stopping a man suspected of carrying a handgun. The suspect is in jail facing murder charges. Overseas now to Britain, where it appears Prime Minister David Cameron will keep his job after yesterday's national elections. And Malaysia Airlines, battered by 2 passenger jet disasters, will cut 6,000 jobs. This is AP Radio News. The FDA found listeria at a Bluebell ice cream plant as far back as 2 years ago. Here's our Ed Donahue.
An FDA report shows 17 separate positive tests for listeria on Bluebell equipment at a plant in Oklahoma from March of 2013 through February of this year. Ice cream continued to be shipped from the plant. Bluebell or the FDA would not say why it wasn't closed. 3 listeria deaths in Kansas are now being linked to Bluebell ice cream. Bluebell CEO said it would be several months at a minimum before its ice cream is back in stores. Its 3 facilities are closed indefinitely. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You probably know that David Letterman's retiring. His final show is May 20th. Now, Jimmy Kimmel says, out of respect, his show that night on ABC will be a repeat. He says he doesn't want to distract viewers from watching Letterman's final night on TV. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.